How did you feel about going to central school then?
Oh, I was very happy there. I liked it. And I liked the fact that my father had been taught in the same room 25, 26 years previously, and I was taught by his fellow student. It was a very good school. It was regarded really as the sort of Oxbridge of the craft world, really.
What was the room like?
Well, I tried to see it recently. It's a big room with a big stone pillar in it, and lots of windows. There's nothing special about it. The room was divided by a glass partition. The trade boys, of whom I was one, on one side, and on the other side were amateur binders being taught, mostly middle class women and men. We didn't mix.
What did you think of them?
Slightly in awe of them, really, I suppose. But they were a different breed, as it seemed in those days. Elizabeth Greenhill was one who was taught on the other side of the glass, a bit before my day. But,
what were you like then when you started?
Shy, well behaved, I think. Not always. I can remember we used to throw a wet cotton wool around, balls of wet cotton wool, and sometimes it stuck to the ceiling. And I remember throwing one and it hit the teacher in the middle of the back and it stuck on his brown coat. I was rather embarrassed when he turned around and saw me, but no, on the whole, I was very well behaved. Did my best and did reasonably well.
What was the first thing they showed you how to do? What first skill they showed you?
Oh, well, the first thing is how to fold paper. And then you're taught how to make a pamphlet, how to sew a pamphlet. It's about the simplest thing one can possibly do in bookbinding. I remember being taught the history of the way books developed, from the scroll to the codex. One gradually took on more complicated bindings. Cloth, leather, half leather, full leather, gold tooling and so on.